From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Every first week of November here on Alt Latino, we observe Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead. Celebrated with particular emphasis in Mexico, it's a time to remember our departed and celebrate them. And instead of building an actual altar with papel picado and little skeletons, which is what people do, we like to build what we call a sonic altar, songs to remember the people and artists we love and lost this year.
The music will be a mix of genres and styles, some in English, some in Spanish, and we started by remembering the New Yorican percussionist Milton Cardona. This track that we're hearing is from his album of sacred Santería music. The album's called Bembé, and this is a piece dedicated to the deity Elegua. In addition to music, we're going to add short readings from a book called Incantations, Songs, Spells, and Images by Mayan Women. It was collected by Ambar Past. It's published by Cinco Puntos Press. And while we hand out the Pan de Muertos, we'll hear our first reading called Calling the Dead to Supper. It's read by our NPR colleague Marisa Peñalosa with music by Mexican musician Jorge Reyes.
Dead father, dead mother, open your graves, open your eyes, come rest your hearts, come rest your blood. Your celebration is ready. We're burning with pines to light your way to our house. Come eat with us, come drink with us. Have a little atole, a few tortillas. Here is a shot of the rum you like to keep your eyes open. We don't see each other anymore, nor can we talk, nor eat together every day like we used to on the surface of the earth. By Maria Alvarez Jimenez.
I really struggled with my first pick of song for this Day of the Dead. You know, as listeners know, I've been stationed in Mexico for a little bit over a year. And it's been a difficult year, especially recently. I'd say the climate here has gotten pretty dark. Mexico has grappled with violence, a lot of violence. In the last 10 years, about 70,000 people have died in the drug war. And this year, it's recently gotten very gruesome, very fast. In the state of Guerrero, 43 students have gone missing. They were headed to a protest, the police picked them up, and they just went missing. I spoke to some of the parents of these missing kids before taping this show, and, you know, it's incredibly heartbreaking. And it's very difficult, you know, in Latin America with the issue of disappearances because people are neither dead nor alive. But I will say there's been a peak in violence and in actual deaths. And I was headed to cover a protest in Mexico City. Thousands turned out to protest the disappearance of these students. And as I was headed to this protest, I ran across this graffiti that was really impacting. And it said, "Todos los días son Día de Muertos en México." Every day is Day of the Dead in Mexico today. For me as an outsider, as an Argentine, it's just eerily reminiscent of our dictatorship when people just vanish and you just don't even know how to mourn them. And that's why I picked this next song. It's called Los Dinosaurios by Argentine musician Charlie Garcia, and it's about, not about people dying or about people being found, it's about people disappearing, just vanishing into thin air.
Beautiful pick, Jasmine. Nice call.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of trouble listening to that song. It's one of the few songs that I get very emotional about.
This year we lost two of my favorite actors, Carmen Zapata and Elizabeth Peña. Carmen Zapata was a veteran of TV and film. She was a trailblazer for Latinos in Hollywood. She stood up to stereotypes, played roles with dignity, respect, and humor, and she was also very active in developing up-and-coming Latino talent. Elizabeth Peña was much younger. She was my age, and she also resisted stereotype. And as a result, many mourned her loss, as well as her not getting the roles that reflected her talent. Both had to fight the system of Hollywood. And my song pick is called We Shall Not Be Moved. It's by Mavis Staples. It's from an album called We'll Never Turn Back. These are songs from the Civil Rights Movement. And I think the song and the spirit of the song speaks to their courage, Elizabeth Peña and Carmen Zapata, of fighting for a place in a system that can be very exclusionary.
We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. Union is behind us. We shall not be moved. The union is behind us. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the shall not be moved. Fighting for our freedom, we shall not be like a tree that's planted by the wall. We shall not be moved. Fighting for our children, we shall not be moved. We're fighting for shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be
Just like last year, we've asked listeners to offer their own dedications and songs, and we got a lot of emails and stories. And Felix, why don't you read the next email?
Our first contribution comes from Jim Santi Owens from California. He dedicates his choice to his partner, Liza, who passed away in 2007 from leukemia. He chose a song by Lasa de Sela, a singer with the kind of voice that once you hear it, you're a fan for life. Now, she also died of cancer in 2010. Jim points out both women were 37 years old, and he wrote this to go along with the song. Of course, none of us knows what happens when it's our time to go, but listening to the lyrics of this song, I'm haunted by how closely they describe both the dying and after-death process as I experienced it during Liza's death and during the deaths of other friends of mine. I never knew Lhasa, he says, but judging from her music, she seemed to have shared with Liza a shamanic living between the worlds way of being and relating to this world. For me, very personally, their spirits connect whenever I hear this song.
When my lifetime had just ended, I have other things closer now, the further in I go, I'm going in.
This is such a beautiful song.
And a very, like he said, a very haunting voice. It was a very big loss in both cases.
Here's another short poem from the book Incantations. It's called Awake, and it's written by Maruch Méndez Pérez.
Well, let's drink a little of this head hardener, this heart heater. Take your shot to the bottom of the glass. If you get drunk, if you drink liquor, take along a candle so you can see where you're going, okay? Don't fall down along the way. Don't get lost.
My next pick is about Gabriel García Márquez. You know, it's interesting. We're touching on a lot of topics that are very Latin American and Latino, you know, about fighting back and disappearances. And, you know, when I read 100 Years of Solitude, when I first discovered Gabriel García Márquez, I was assigned to read him in school in Argentina. And, you know, it's really like the Latin, like a Bible almost, like it's like the story of our creation, and it has so many of the themes we touch upon all the time on Alt Latino. When García Márquez passed away here in Mexico, I remember feeling really sad, but also just so happy that he existed and that he gave us these amazing books. And I don't know, he's just that example of saying, well, I'm sad he's not going to be producing any more work and he's no longer around. But man, we were so lucky to have him. And I picked a song called Macondo, which Macondo is the fantastical imaginary land in which 100 Years of Solitude takes place. And this song is by Mexican artist Celso Piña.
Cien años de Macondo suenan en el aire, y los años de Gabriel trompeta lo anuncian. Encadenado Macondo sueña con José Arcadio, y ante la vida pasa haciendo remolino de recuerdos. Las tristezas de Aureliano son cuatro, las bellezas de Remedios, violines, las pasiones de Amaranta, guitarra, y el embrujo de Melquiades, oboe. Úrsula, cien años, soledad, Macondo. Úrsula, cien años, soledad, Macondo. Eres epopeya de un pueblo olvidado, forjado en cien años de amor y de historia. Eres epopeya de un pueblo olvidado, forjado en cien años de amor y de historia. Me imagino y vuelvo a vivir
en mi memoria quemada al sol. Mariposas amarillas, Mauricio Babilonia. Mariposas amarillas que vuelan liberadas. Mariposas amarillas, Mauricio Babilonia. Mariposas amarillas que vuelan liberadas.
Oye, Sergio el pajarrón.
Los 100 años de Macondo suenan, suenan en el aire. Y los años de Gabriel trompeta, trompeta lo anuncian. Encadenado Macondo suena con José Arcadio. Y ante la vida pasa haciendo remolino de recuerdo. Las tristezas de Aureliano son cuatro. Las bellezas de Remedios, violines. Las pasiones de Amaranta, guitarra. Y el embrujo de Melquiades, oboe. Úrsula, 100 años, Soledad Macondo. Úrsula, 100 años, Soledad Macondo. Eres epopeya de un pueblo olvidado, forjado en 100 años de amor y de historia. Eres epopeya de un pueblo olvidado, forjado en 100 años de amor y de historia. Me imagino y vuelvo a vivir en mi memoria quemada al sol. Mariposas amarillas, Mauricio Babilonia. Mariposas amarillas que vuelan liberadas. Mariposas amarillas, Mauricio Babilonia. Mariposas amarillas que vuelan liberadas.
Fee, earlier this year, you wrote about a musical hero of yours that you lost.
Yeah, that would be Cuban-born percussionist Armando Peraza, whose career spanned over 50 years. I mean, from the earliest days of Afro-Cuban jazz in the late 40s, early 50s, to 2 decades with Santana that ended sometime around in the mid-1990s. And he didn't teach me any specifics about how to play congas or bongos or any percussion instruments. What I learned from him was more a sense of dignity and respect for the power that comes from playing that perfect circle, from playing the drum. And the song I chose was recorded the year I was born, 1958, when Armando Peraza was a member of the George Shearing Quintet. It's a perfect example of Armando's contribution to music throughout his entire career. A killer groove, amazing tone, and the kind of team spirit that turns a great band into one spectacular, cohesive sound.
Thank you.
Next up is a personal dedication for one of our colleagues who is also a very good friend.
Saraya Mohammed is a producer for Alt Latino and for many other programs on NPR. She lost her father this year, and while we mourn with her, we also want to help celebrate who he was in life and the fact that he raised such an amazing woman who we care for so very deeply.
The song we are going to play is called Brown Skin Girl, and it is by The Merry Men, a band from Barbados. Saraya's dad was from Guyana, and she said this was his favorite song. It was played a lot during family parties, and she says it reminds her of when she was a little girl and of her dad. This is for her father, Sheikh Mohammed.
Well, the Yankees made an invasion. I thought it was a help to the island. When they went away on vacation, left the native girls home to mind their children. Brown skin girl, stay home and mind baby. Brown skin girl, stay home and mind baby. I'm going away on a sailing boat, and if I don't come back, throw baby down, baby. I want to tell you a story about Milk. She had a nice blue-eyed baby. She says she fancied the mother, but the blue-eyed baby don't know the father. Hey, brown skin.
Listener Maribel Falcón wrote in asking for the song Dos Arbolitos. It's a very old mariachi song, and she dedicated it to her great-grandparents, Luis Chito Flores and Memoria Sainz Flores. And she wrote, "Once my great-grandmother said Dos Arbolitos was their song. Como antes, like before, couples would have songs that defined their love. Dos Arbolitos is a beautiful story about two trees that never separate. And I want to honor mis bisabuelos, or my great-grandparents, to remember them and keep them alive.
And to help honor her family, we are going to play a version of Dos Arbolitos performed by Linda Ronstadt, accompanied by Mariachi Los Camperos de Nati Cano.
Now, Nati Cano also passed away this past year. He was a tireless advocate and performer of mariachi from his home base in Southern California. He was an educator. He was a performer. He dedicated his life to the art form that touched the hearts of people around the world with songs like this.
Arbolitos que parecen gemelos, y desde mi casita los veo solitos. Bajo el amparo santo y la luz del cielo, nunca están separados uno del otro. Porque así quiso Dios que los dos nacieran y con sus mismas ramas se hacen caricias, como si fueran novios que se quisieran. Arbolito, arbolito, bajo tu sol. Voy a esperar que el día cansado muera, y cuando estoy solito mirando al cielo, pido pa' que me mande una compañera. Arbolito, arbolito, me siento solo. Quiero que me acompañes hasta que muera.
Okay, Jasmine, this year we also lost a true Latin rock legend.
You're talking about Gustavo Cerati. He and his band, Soda Stereo, from Argentina, were really the first pan-Latin American rock stars back in the 80s when they started. Rock was already popular in Latin America, but they were the first people who just could really tour throughout all of the Americas and the Caribbean and just sell out stadiums and immense popularity. And it was really this moment in which the recording industry realized rock could be very profitable. And I don't know, I think this is, again, an example of celebrating someone's life in the wake of their death. Cerati was in a coma for several years, and it was very difficult to watch, you know? It was difficult to watch this marvelous musician, an artist, just suffer like that, you know? And I think a lot of us who really appreciated his music when he passed away this year felt that he got a sense of relief, you know, and that we just wanted to remember what an amazing musician he was. I brought a song called Zoom. It's one of the last songs they did together before Cerati went on as a soloist. And I picked it because it's a very happy song. It's very joyous and sexy and relaxed, and it also kind of represents for me like this oasis of happy moments in Argentina. And I love this song. So let's listen to Zoom by Soda Stereo and celebrate the great Gustavo Cerati. There are more people we want to recognize on our Sonic Altar, and you can find that on our website. We are npr.org/altlatino. More names, more music, more stories from listeners and from Felix and me.
Now please add your own dedication. You can do that on our Facebook page and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Thank you all for writing in. We are nothing without the input and comments from you, our listeners.
And guys, next week Felix has an interview with Latin music legend Carlos Santana. I was on vacation, which I'm sure was really difficult for you, Felix, just having to spend all that time alone with Carlos Santana.
You'll have to hear it.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
Gracias por escucharnos.